Welcome to the Black Mantle. As you know, we're going to be discussing information technology, also known as IT. In today's episode, as you always know, we're going to be discussing some wonderful information about technology. So like, listen, and subscribe to our channel to keep up with the latest updates and the latest information regarding technology trends. As you know, what I'm going to start doing now is something very, very new. And I'm basically wanting to do this on this particular podcast as something new and innovative on my channel. I know that I talk a lot about information technology, as we know as IT. But the new trend that I want to start doing is talking about different kinds of news relating to IT policy. So this is going to be one of the very first episodes I'm trying this out on because I kind of want to switch it up a little bit. But so basically, you know, every Monday, I would like to release content that focuses on a specific and interesting article around IT policy news. So there was one story that I thought was very interesting, and we're going to kind of go into detail on the what ifs about it once we get through it. But I'm going to read you an article that came to me online, and just want to get your opinions on it and see what, you know, what you think about it. But have you ever heard of pollination robots? So if you haven't, don't worry. I haven't either until I was reading this article, which, you know, is very, I could see the direction in which this could be heading. But basically, across the globe, startups are testing robots to pollinate everything from blueberries to almonds. Now, on this article, it's talking about the pollination robots and how they're coming to farms possibly near us. So depending on where you live, whether it's in Australia or you live in Arkansas, where, you know, you have a lot of farmland, or Tennessee or Mississippi or Missouri or wherever that you are in the world, you definitely want to listen to this story. So I'm going to read the article to you, and then we're going to break it down and just kind of go into just some general topics and general additional information about it. But pretty much, farmers have long relied on insects and human workers to help pollinate their crops. Now, as artificial intelligence continues to advance, though, robots could eventually take over. Startups worldwide are testing robots to pollinate everything from almonds to blueberries, and the robots have the potential to increase yields compared with bees and or human workers, and could become essential as scientists grow concerned about declining insect populations due to habitat loss, pesticide use, and climate change. Now, at Costa Group Holdings in Australia, robots developed by an Israel-based company, Aruga AI Farming, which cost about $10,000 each, and it is per robot, will soon pollinate its tomato crops after a successful trial run. So typically, greenhouse tomato farms use bumblebees to help with pollination, but in Australia, there are no bumblebees in the most of the country, and imports are banned due to biosecurity laws, making the robots the next best option after manual human pollination. The robot insects are equipped with cameras and use AI to identify flowers ready for pollination before blasting air to them to start the process. Tomatoes are ideal for robotic pollination because they can pollinate themselves once vibrations shake the pollen loose. But in the U.S., where some growers are concerned about a virus affecting tomato plants that could be spread by bumblebees, robots from Aruga are also being tested by companies like AppHarvest, which grows greenhouse tomatoes in Kentucky. AppHarvest Chief Technology Officer Josh Lessing said the robots beat manual pollination and were getting competitive with actual bees. So bees work pretty well, but in agriculture, every boost that you can get your hands on is a big deal, he said. So let's kind of recap over the story. So what we have going on here is we already know how robotics and everything takes place in regards to humans. So robots are replacing humans in manual factories where the work is repetitive, like, you know, the way FedEx was testing out the robotic arms to sort packages. Or at McDonald's, you have machines that are flipping burgers, like things like that. But I never thought that we would be so close in our time frame right now of seeing insects could possibly be replaced in terms of pollination. So on, in a nutshell, there's a company that's actively developing these bumblebees or bees to help pollinate crop in agriculture. So there's an extra helping hand in addition to manual human pollination and what bumblebees are currently doing. So my question is, where are these bumblebees? Because, for instance, according to this article, in Australia, they don't have honeybees like that or bumblebees like that. But then, say if you're in Arkansas or you're in the South or whatever, there could be a possibility where there could be a decline in the amount of honeybees that are there, or bumblebees, sorry. But where we're at right now on this channel is talking about how robotics is replacing everything. So what's your opinion on this? Have you ever heard that saying that if you was a fly on the wall, it goes something like, if you were a fly on the wall, like what would you see or what do you think you can see? And we're getting to that point, because even though this is being used for the good to help with pollination, when you have a mindset like myself in IT, I wonder, could this be used for any spying tactics? Like if someone got control of the software programs that control these and they were able to fly these like they fly drones, where could they go with it? So you not only have to think about the goodness in what this is trying to do in regards to farming, but you always have to think of what if any event, if it gets into the wrong hands, because you're talking about hundreds and thousands of these bees. They're going to be pollinating in these specific farms or greenhouses. But at $10,000 each, you know these bumblebees could be equipped with some very, very heavy technology. And the technology being for it to automatically use an AI to identify flowers that could be possibly ready for pollination. So it looks as if they have some type of mechanism in them where they're able to blow some air from the robotic bumblebee in order to help pollinate. So somebody's going to be flying this, even with the AI identification stuff like that in it. Now, when this is coming out, the article doesn't necessarily say, but they are in the testing phase of this. But I really want to know what you all think about this. So keep in mind, the next time that you're out in your garden, if you're gardening and you got that sunflower that's out there, when do you think that you will see a robotic bumblebee trying to pollinate that? Welcome to the Black Mantle. As you know, we're going to be discussing information technology, also known as IT. In today's episode, as you always know, we're going to be discussing some wonderful information about technology. So like, listen, and subscribe to our channel to keep up with the latest updates and the latest information regarding technology trends.